Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 24 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. You can reach us on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Well, Dave Nelson has been the president of Integrity Technology Systems of Ankeny for the past nearly 7 years, an information security and risk management consultant he is, with 20 years of experience in banking, government, manufacturing, healthcare, and education. He kind of knows his way around things like security breaches, which is one of the hot topics we're going to chat about. Welcome to the Business News Hour, David. Glad that you're here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Integrity. What is it that you folks do in Ankeny and Kansas City and Birmingham to help business? What is it that you do?
Sure. So we try and demystify the idea of information security. So we help organizations really understand what can they do to protect their data, what can they do to implement information security in a way that's not going to be scary for them, that's not going to bankrupt their business, that's really going to complement their business and actually help them be more competitive in the marketplace.
And, you know, we hear about breach after breach after breach, security breach, millions of records and people, almost every week something like that happens. Is this phishing expedition, is this breach of security something that's going on at a more rapid pace, or is it that we're just learning more about it?
It's a little bit hard to tell, actually. One thing that's for sure, companies are much more likely to report a breach, and that stigma that used to occur a few years ago of, oh my gosh, I didn't want anybody to know that I had a data breach, that's kind of gone away, and it's more of an issue now of how fast can we get the right information out to the public and get in front of these things. So it's hard to say whether things are really picking up. I mean, certainly we're seeing things become more advanced in those data breaches. We're certainly seeing things where the data breaches are getting larger. Whether or not they're happening at a more rapid pace, it's hard to know if that's really the case or if it's just, hey, people are more willing to talk about it now.
Yeah, Dave Nelson from Integrity Technology Systems out of Ankeny and Kansas City and Birmingham. We're talking about security breaches. You know, one of the biggest that started this whole ball, or seemed to start this ball anyway, was our friends at Target. And they kind of wanted to do exactly what you just said. They wanted to sweep it under the rug for a while, not make anybody aware of that. And that caused some additional problems, didn't it?
Yeah, it's hard because what you don't want to do is you don't want to put out false information. And so one of the things that organizations try and do is wait to notify until they at least have a better idea of what's happening, what's going on. And so one of the things that Target probably was doing was really trying to get a good handle on just how deep that breach was, who was affected, and what the impacts were going to be before they got out. Now, they probably didn't handle the release of that information really well, and that's probably what got a lot of people burned, and the fact that it happened right at that Christmas, New Year, Thanksgiving time made things difficult. But it certainly is something that you want to get out in front of quickly. You want to get accurate information in front of your clients.
Now, I suspect, based on our earlier conversation, that you, like me, you know, when I talk to our clients or people who we'd like to have as clients in the advertising and marketing world, you know, sometimes they say, I got it handled. I got this thing under, don't worry about it. I'm doing just great. But the question is, are they really? And to do advertising and marketing correctly, it really doesn't take a lot more money, but it's correct, and then you can sell more stuff. I suspect that you run into this same thing with what you're suggesting, that the fix is really much more expensive than the prevention.
Absolutely. We tell companies a lot that it's not necessarily the technology that's a problem. A lot of times it's the people in the process. So if we can go in and we can help organizations understand where some of those training opportunities are for their employees, where maybe they can make some changes to their business process or the logic in their business, that can save them a lot of time and hassle when it comes to really looking at a technology to solve any of these security breach issues. And so it doesn't have to be very expensive. There's a lot of easy things that companies can do, like training their employees, rotating passwords more frequently, placing account lockouts on their system so that if somebody's trying to brute force that password, that it locks out and doesn't let somebody continue to hack it. There's a lot of very, very simple low-hanging fruit that the companies can take to address these issues.
What is one of the most common ways that a hacker gets into your system?
The two most common ways are through lost or stolen credentials, so passwords. About 70% of all attacks today that are discovered happen around some sort of lost password or breached password or cracked password. So certainly that's a big issue. The second part is malware. So all of these viruses and Trojans and whatnot that are running around there, those two things combine together almost every single breach that we investigate. Those two things are a component of that breach.
David Nelson is with us. He's from Integrity Technology, a security company for the Internet. I have a friend that works with a very major international corporation, and he and I were talking about data breaches and security issues in the Internet. And I said to him, I said, yeah, but there's all that stuff out there that you can buy. You know, they've got all kinds of names out there that are in the public, you know, that come on your computer, or you can buy them on the open market that say that they're going to handle all this malware and all this stuff. And he looked at me and he said, and he's a very smart guy, and he said, you know, that's just not really worth the money. Is he speaking the truth?
In some cases, absolutely. I mean, there's a place for technology, and there's a place for, you know, hardware and software in the security arena. But people and process really are the first two things that we try and get organizations to look at. For one, it's typically less expensive to address those issues. Two, it's easier to tell somebody to change the way they do business, or to have your employees access an application differently, or to protect their passwords, than it is to put in a whole bunch of technology. On the flip side, I could go spend $100 million to secure an organization, and if I have one employee who's not protecting their password, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that system is going to be compromised.
We were talking earlier, just before you stepped into the studio, about fishing expeditions, and we're not talking about on a river in Wyoming. You know, we're talking about with the that kind of fishing that goes on. And emails that people get, and they say, oh my gosh, there's an email here for me, and they'll open up without regard. Many times, corporations could stop these hacks or these attacks into their technology if they train their employees correctly on what to open, what not to open, what to look for, what to be aware of.
Absolutely. So that's one of the services that we do is provide companies with fake emails and these phishing campaigns so that they can train and test their employees. And what we find is about 50% of the campaigns that we send out campaigns that we send out have about a 50% response rate, which means 50% of the people that get that fake email will open it and click on the link.
Wow.
And that's a massive failure. I mean, any other business process that failed 50% of the time, companies would go berserk and spend.
Can you imagine the airline industry? Five out of 10 aircraft just crash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, when you look at those types of statistics, that is, like you said, it's an employee awareness training issue. If we just have trained our employees better, that number would go down significantly, and our risk would be significantly reduced for a very small amount of money.
And your corporation helps train corporate employees on how to do this?
We do. We send out these phishing campaigns. We help them understand what's going on. We'll send them links and see if they open it. If they do, they'll get some immediate feedback, and we can give statistics back to management and say, here's what we did. Here's how many people responded. I mean, that's just one of the social engineering tactics that are used. Fake phone calls, or what we call pretexting, is another one. So people are calling in pretending to be a client or pretending to be a business partner trying to solicit information. Believe it or not, dumpster diving. Hackers go into the dumpsters and try and find information that hasn't been shredded. There's all sorts of things. Facility entry, about 30% of all of the breaches that were discovered last year have a physical component. So somebody was on site at an organization doing some sort of either reconnaissance or hacking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are there certain organizations or business silos, you know, insurance industry, healthcare, whatever that happens to be category of business, that are more susceptible to this than others? Are there high value targets out there?
That's kind of a common misconception, is that one type of business is more susceptible to than another. You know, we hear a lot about healthcare records or credit card data or those types of things, and certainly those are high value targets. But the reality is about 70% of the breaches, there's a secondary victim, which means that primary target, the first company that gets hacked, may or may not have been the intended target. It may have been somebody else. So one of the things that's commonly overlooked is that hackers need computing power. They need internet access, and they can't always afford to buy all of that themselves. And so if they can compromise your company and use all of your computers in these things called botnets, then they can command and control tens of thousands of computers to attack somebody else. Mm. So it's not just what kind of data do you have. It's, hey, do you have internet access? Do you have computers? Do you have extra hard drive space? All of those things are very valuable to hackers, maybe just to hack somebody else. So it's not necessarily that they're going to come after you for your data. It could just become they're coming after you for your computers.
And we have noticed over the past several stories that we've covered about security breaches that oftentimes the company is not aware that they have had a security breach, that the security company or a third party out there of some kind notifies the company and says, hey, you got a problem.
Yeah. In the Verizon Data Breach Investigation Report, that's a collection of, you know, about 65 different organizations, companies, law enforcement agencies from around the globe put this report together each year. And in that report, about two-thirds of the data breaches that were discovered took more than 6 months to discover that breach. Hmm. And two-thirds of those breaches were also discovered by somebody other than the victim.
Yeah. That's pretty stunning, isn't it?
It is.
So you don't know even sometimes what's going on under your own roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. How do people now? What kind of businesses do you specialize in? I mean, do you have to be a Fortune 500 company to afford your work? I mean, you know, who is it that hires Integrity?
Sure. So we obviously have, you know, very large clients across the nation, but we also help small and medium businesses as well. I mean, we've got some organizations that are small as, you know, 5 or 10 employees.
Really?
So we try and really work with companies and say, look, if we as a community make our systems more secure, that's going to help everybody. You know, it's just like in healthcare system, even focusing on smaller populations and making smaller populations healthy helps the entire population. And so that's what we try and do is work with even small companies who need help. But certainly, you know, there's medium and large businesses that need just as much help as a small guy, too.
Absolutely. So folks can find you, Integrity Technology.
IntegritySRC.com.
SRC, what's the SRC?
Security, Risk, and Compliance.
Oh, there you go. Integrity, Security, Risk, and Compliance. David Nelson, thank you so much for coming by the NewsHour. Fascinating topic. It really, really is.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Dave Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Integrity. You can go ahead and Google that, should you wish, and find out more about security for your business, no matter what business you happen to be in. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up, and then we'll take a look at the Iowa 25, the 25 stocks of local interest that we watch. We'll report back to you what moved up and down the big board today. Well, that's coming up yet this half hour. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
How can people be so cruel?